As the years tick by, the list of things I don't understand continues to grow. And since I have just 90 seconds, here are three currently hurting my brain. Running red lights. I taught my kids if they are first in line at a light to wait a few seconds after it turns green and then go. Now I get that Chad is speeding because he's late for a tea time and Betty missed the light while holding her mocha latte and cell phone, but could they slow the heck down and prevent a few high speed and often fatal T-bones? That would be fabulous. Drunk driving. It's 2026. We all have cell phones and access to transportation apps. Why is this still a thing? Seriously, you've just tied one on and you can't open your phone to summon a ride-sharing app or a friend or family member? And Tiger Woods? Don't even get me started. Doesn't he have people? The previous rant about drunk driving does not apply to those who live in Wisconsin, as I know it's part of the culture there. Finally, listing side effects of pharmaceuticals in radio and TV ads. Some of them seem far worse than the conditions or diseases they're designed to treat. Taking Westerzempic Cycline may put you at risk for skin discoloration and oozing pustules, a foreign body exiting your abdomen like in the epic 1979 film Alien, uncontrolled flatulence, exploding eyeballs, inflammation of your tongue to the size of a bovine's, your face swelling up like a basketball, and full liquefaction of your organs. Yet when they list these side effects over the gentle imagery of an attractive couple walking along the beach to the soothing sounds of Enya, I somehow feel okay about them. I'm Wester Worry. Side effects of listening to me may include wanting to turn off the radio, and that is my perspective.